Welcome to the Let's Talk Smiles podcast, the show dedicated to helping you live your best life with a smile. And now, sharing inside secrets to a Hollywood smile that will take your confidence level from 0 to 100 by the end of this podcast. Your host, the Queen of Smiles and Dentist to the Stars, Dr. Catrice Austin.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Let's Talk Smiles podcast, the podcast where we bring you the latest news and insights on dental health and beautiful smiles. I am your host, Dr. Catrice Austin, and today we're going to discuss an important topic that affects so many people, including myself. We're going to talk about dental anxiety. I know it is just, it's so overwhelming when you're afraid of the dentist. And I know how a lot of you guys feel. We're going to focus on an article that I recently read in the Hindustan Times titled Dental Anxiety, 5 Easy Ways to Overcome the Fear of the Dentist. So let's get into it. Dental anxiety is a common fear that can prevent people from seeking the care that they need. Regular dental checkups are vital for maintaining oral health, but the fear of visiting the dentist often leads to postponement or avoidance. In this episode, we're going to explore some of the effective strategies to help you overcome dental anxiety and hopefully make dental visits more comfortable. The article that I just read highlights 5 easy ways to cope with dental anxiety. So what I want to do is dive into them and discuss how they can make a difference in your dental experience. Oh, yeah. So the first tip is all about effective communication. It's crucial to openly discuss your fears and concerns with your dentist. I really appreciate that when my patients are really honest and they tell me about their fears so that I can manage it. By expressing your worries, your dentist can better understand your unique situation and address them appropriately. Do not hesitate to ask questions and seek clarification about the procedures that you're undergoing, because effective communication can significantly ease the anxiety and build that trust with you and your dentist. The second tip for overcoming anxiety suggests finding distractions during your dental visit, and I am good for this one. Many dental offices now, like myself, offer amenities like watching Netflix, listening to music, or even enjoying a movie if you're going to be there for a while. These distractions can take your focus away from the dental procedure itself, making the experience more enjoyable and less anxiety-inducing. I love that tip. One of my favorites. Our third tip is to consider bringing a friend or relative along for your visit. Now, some dentists get a little funny about having people in the room during treatment. I usually don't mind. I believe that the support of a loved one can provide comfort and reassurance during any dental visit. Simply having someone present that you love or you trust, even if they don't actively participate, can help alleviate the anxiety and create a sense of safety. I just really, really believe in this one. So when you come to me, hey, bring whoever you want. I don't mind. Bring them all. The fourth tip involves utilizing relaxation techniques such as meditation and muscle relaxation. These practices can be very beneficial while you're waiting or even during the procedure itself. Taking a few moments to just practice breathing deeply, breathing in and breathing out. Those deep breathing exercises or guided meditation can help calm your mind and relax your body, reducing your anxiety levels. I love that tip too. And finally, the fifth tip addresses the fear of injections. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, As a cosmetic dentist, I have given many a needles over the years, but when it came to my smile makeover, I think that was my number one fear, the fear of getting that needle. I'm just, the sight of a needle, I have to close my eyes and I don't want to see it coming. And this is a common concern for many people. What I say is it's essential to trust your dentist and the process. Most dentists are going to use a numbing gel before giving you the actual injection with the needle to minimize that discomfort. One of the distractions that I do with my patients before I give them the injection is I'll shake the lip. Dentists out there, if you are looking for a technique, make sure that you shake that lip while you're giving the injection, and that's a great distractor of the pain. Take it from me. Understanding that the anesthesia will work effectively and that dentists prioritize patient comfort can really help alleviate the fear associated with those needles. Remember, by implementing these strategies, you can overcome dental anxiety and take control over your oral health. Regular dental visits are so important for maintaining a healthy smile, and a beautiful smile too. That really concludes our episode for today about overcoming anxiety. Make sure you stay tuned for more episodes of the Let's Talk Smiles podcast, where we will continue to explore fascinating topics that are related to dental health. Until next time, have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the Let's Talk Smiles podcast with Dr. Catrice Austin. We hope you enjoyed this week's episode. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss future episodes, and don't forget to leave an awesome review. This podcast is intended to be informational only. It is not a dental consultation, and this is not personalized dental advice. For medical advice, please consult your dentist.